You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible Week International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Day 104.
We are continuing in the book of Deuteronomy, and Moses is writing his letter to the Israelites, and he's going to focus on other laws. You know, the weird laws that need to cover other things that could happen, especially living back then. For example, what do you do if you find a dead body in the field? Well, I'll give you a hint. You're going to need a cow. And what do you do if you capture women in war and one of them's really beautiful and you want to marry her? Well, there's a law for that. They even have a law for your rooftop, so that if somebody were to go onto your roof and fall, they don't die. And finally, in Deuteronomy 22, Moses goes into sexual sins, defines them, and talks about the penalty for each one. We are also continuing in the book of Luke, and Jesus tells a long parable talking about true wealth and how people in the world are able to handle their business, sometimes better than people who belong to the light. And then Jesus refers to the old law, you know, the laws we've been reading about in Deuteronomy. He actually refers to them and tells us whether or not we should be following those things or not.
If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started.
Deuteronomy 21, a letter to Israel from Moses. If someone is found murdered in the land that the Lord your God is giving you, you might find a dead body in a field. But no one knows who killed that person. Your leaders and judges must come out and measure the distance to the towns around the dead body. When you learn which town is nearest to the dead body, the leaders of that town must take a cow from their herds. It must be a cow that has never had a calf and that has never been used for work. Then the leaders of that town must bring the cow down to a valley with running water. It must be a valley that has never been plowed or had anything planted in it. Then the leaders must break the cow's neck there in that valley. The priests, the descendants of Levi, must also go there. The Lord your God has chosen these priests to serve him and to bless people in the name of the Lord. The priests will decide who is right in every court case and whenever someone is hurt. All the leaders of the town nearest the dead body must wash their hands over the cow that had its neck broken in the valley. These leaders must say, "We did not kill this person, and we did not see it happen. Lord, you saved your people Israel. Now make us pure. Don't blame us for killing an innocent person." In this way, these men will not be blamed for killing an innocent person. In this way, you will remove that guilt from your group by doing what the Lord said. Women captured in war. When you fight against your enemies, the Lord your God will help you defeat them and take them as captives. You might see a beautiful woman among the captives and want her to be your wife. You must then bring her into your house, where she will shave her head and cut her nails. After changing the clothes she was wearing when she was captured, she will stay in your house. Let her mourn the loss of her father and mother for a full month. After that, you may marry her and live together as husband and wife. If you are not pleased with her and choose to divorce her, set her free. You cannot sell her. You had sex with her, so you must not treat her like a slave. The oldest son. A man might have two wives and love one wife more than the other. Both wives might have children for him, but the firstborn son might be from the wife he does not love. When the man divides his property among his children, He cannot give the rights of the firstborn to the son of his favorite wife. The man must accept the firstborn son from the wife he does not love. The man must give that son a double share of everything he owns, because that son is his first child. The right of the firstborn belongs to that son. Children who refuse to obey God. Someone might have a son who is stubborn and refuses to obey his father or mother. They punish the son, but he still refuses to listen to them. His father and mother must then take him to the leaders of the town at the town meeting place. They must say to the leaders of the town, "Our son is stubborn and refuses to obey. He does not do anything we tell him to do. He eats and drinks too much." And the men in the town must kill the son with stones. By doing this, you will remove this evil from your group. Everyone in Israel will hear about this and be afraid. Criminals killed and hanged on a tree. Someone might be guilty of a sin that must be punished by death. People might kill him and hang his body on a tree. You must not let that body stay on the tree overnight. You must be sure to bury him on the same day, because the one who hangs on a tree is cursed by God, and you must not let the land the Lord your God is giving you become unclean. Deuteronomy 22, Other Laws. If you see that your neighbor's ox or sheep is loose, you must not ignore it. Be sure to take it back to its owner. If the owner does not live near you, or if you don't know who it belongs to, take the ox or sheep to your house. Keep it there until the owner comes looking for it, then give it back. You must do the same thing when you find anything that your neighbor might have lost. Don't try selling it to your neighbor. You must give it back. If your neighbor's donkey or ox has fallen down on the road, you must not ignore it. You must help your neighbor lift it up again. A woman must not wear a man's clothes, and a man must not wear women's clothes. Anyone who does this is disgusting to the Lord your God. You might be walking along a path and find a bird's nest in a tree or on the ground. If the mother bird is sitting with her baby birds or on the eggs, you must not take the mother bird with the babies. You may take the babies for yourself, but you must let the mother go. If you obey these laws, things will go well for you, and you will live a long time. When you build a new house, you must build a wall around your roof. Then you will not be guilty for the death of a person who falls from the house. Things that must not be put together. You must not plant seeds of grain in the same fields as your grapevines. Why? Because then they become useless, both the grapes and the grain produced by the seeds you planted. You must not plow with an ox and a donkey together. You must not wear clothes made by weaving together wool and linen. Tie several pieces of thread together, then put these tassels on the four corners of the robes you wear. Marriage laws. A man might marry a woman and have sex with her. Then he might decide that he does not like her. He might accuse her of doing wrong and say,
"I married this woman, but when we had sex, I found she was not a virgin."
By saying this against her, people might think bad things about her. If this happens, the girl's father and mother must bring the proof that the girl was a virgin and show it to the town leaders at the meeting place of the town. The girl's father must say to the leaders,
"I gave my daughter to this man to be his wife, but now he does not want her. This man accused my daughter of doing wrong and said, 'I did not find the proof that your daughter is a virgin.' But here is the proof that my daughter was a virgin."
Then they should show the cloth to the town leaders. Then the leaders of that town must take that man and punish him. They must fine him 100 pieces of silver. They will give the money to the girl's father because her husband brought shame to an Israelite girl. And the girl will continue to be the man's wife. He cannot divorce her for the rest of his life. But what the husband said about his wife might be true. The wife's parents might not have the proof that she was a virgin. If this happens, the town leaders must bring the girl to the door of her father's house. Then the men of the town must kill her with stones. She has done a shameful thing in Israel by having sex before she was married. You must remove this evil from your group. Sexual sins. If a man is found having sex with another man's wife, both of them must die, the woman and the man who had sex with her. You must remove this evil from Israel. A man might meet a virgin girl engaged to another man. He might have sex with her. If this happens in the city, you must bring them both out to the public place near the gate of that city, and you must kill them with stones. You must kill the man because he used another man's wife for sexual sin. And you must kill the girl because she was in the city but did not call for help. You must remove this evil from your people. But if a man finds an engaged girl out in the field and forces her to have sex with him, only the man must die. He must do nothing to the girl. She did nothing that deserves the punishment of death. This is like someone who attacks their neighbor and kills them. The man found the engaged girl out in the field and attacked her. Maybe she called for help, but there was no one to help her. A man might find a virgin girl who was not engaged and forced her to have sex with him. If other people see this happen, he must pay the girl's father 50 pieces of silver. And the girl will become the man's wife because he used her for sexual sin. He cannot divorce her all his life. A man must not bring shame to his father by marrying his father's wife.
Luke chapter 16, verses 1 through 18. True wealth. Jesus said to his followers, "Once there was a rich man. He hired a manager to take care of his business. Later he was told that his manager was wasting his money. So he called the manager in and said to him,
'I have heard bad things about you. Give me a report of what you have done with my money. You can't be my manager anymore.'
So the manager thought to himself,
'What will I do? My master is taking my job away from me. I am not too strong enough to dig ditches. I am too proud to beg. I know what I will do. I will do something to make friends so when I lose my job, they will welcome me into their homes.'
So the manager called in each person who owed the master some money. He asked the first one,
'How much do you owe my master?'
He answered,
'I owe him 100 large jars of olive oil.'
The manager said to him,
'Here is your bill. Hurry, sit down and make the bill less. Write 50 jars.
Then the manager asked another one,
"How much do you owe my master?"
He answered,
"I owe him 100 measures of wheat."
Then the manager said to him,
"Here is your bill. You can change it to 80 measures.
Later, the master told the dishonest manager that he had done a smart thing. Yes, worldly people are smarter in their business with each other than the people who belong to the light. Here's what I mean. Use the things you have in this world to make friends for later. If you make friends with God, when things you have now are gone, you will be welcomed into a home that lasts forever. Whoever can be trusted with small things can also be trusted with big things. Whoever is dishonest in little things will be dishonest in big things too. If you cannot be trusted with worldly riches, you will not be trusted with true riches. And if you cannot be trusted with the things that belong to someone else, you will not be given anything of your own.
slave cannot serve two masters at the same time, and neither can you. You will hate one master and love the other, or you will be loyal to one and not care about the other. You cannot serve God and money, too. When the Pharisees heard what Jesus said, they laughed at him because they all loved money. Jesus said to them, "You make yourselves look good in front of people, but God knows what is really in your hearts. The things people think are important are disgusting to God. Before John the Baptizer came, people were taught the law of Moses and the writings of the prophets. But since the time of John, the good news about God's kingdom is being told, and everyone is trying hard to get into it. But not even the smallest part of a letter in the law can be changed. It would be easier for heaven and earth to disappear. So I say that any man who divorces his wife and marries another woman is guilty of adultery. Also, the man who marries a divorced woman is guilty of adultery."
Proverbs 9, verses 13 to 18.
"Foolishness is that other woman who is loud, stupid, and knows nothing. She sits on her chair at the door of her house, up on the highest hill of the city. When people walk by, thinking about what they have to do, she calls out to them,
'Whoever needs instruction, come.'
To all who are foolish, she says,
'Stolen water is sweet. Stolen bread tastes good.'
Those people don't realize that her house is full of ghosts and that her guests have entered the world of the dead."
Thank you, everyone. That was day 104. Join us for day 105. We hear more rules in the book of Deuteronomy about people who cannot actually join in worship. You know, like a man with a crushed testicle, or if a man's parents are not legally married, things like that. You'll learn about how to keep the army camp clean, and what to do if a man marries a woman and then finds out something about her that he doesn't like. In the book of Luke, we'll hear the story of a man named Lazarus, and through that story, we get a little glimpse from the words of Jesus himself of what hell really is. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.